I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
We're going to talk about apples again today. I think it's such a great time to talk about apples, and we might do that again. But there's so many ways to use apples. There's so many kinds of apples. So we're just going to keep on doing that and hope people enjoy all the different varieties that we talk about.
And the recipes that we talk about, too, will be on our website. And that's a great way to perhaps introduce yourself to some new apple recipes, or just to say, well, I have a recipe like that. Why not? And I really like it.
Motivate to, to using that again. Because it's easy to get into a rut, and it's easy to go, oh, I'll just do something else because it's easier. And we kind of miss out on some of those good tasting things.
But I do think that fall time is when many people think about starting up their ovens again and baking and getting that aroma of apple or cinnamon and sugar flavored throughout their home. And I think it's a great time to be in the kitchen.
It is. There are different ways to be in the kitchen, but you fall and turn on the oven. Great way. And you're going to have a recipe that actually does get put in the oven.
I do, yes. This one is for apple dumplings. And
that sounds difficult.
It's not, though. It's not. And actually, there are many different recipes out there for apple dumplings. My mother-in-law has one in which the dumpling mixture is just dropped onto the apple mixture. There's no rolling whatsoever. And she has passed that on to her grandchildren, and they love making it, because it's something that they can make more quickly, and yet it doesn't involve rolling out and still get the apple flavor.
Okay. But this one does, and I think one of the advantages is the finished product looks very pretty. So you want to do this one for company and the drop one for just your own. I mean, you have lots of choices to make, and this one is very special.
And the reason it's special is because it was the recipe that Anita Van Gundy and her 7-year-old granddaughter, Leah Hartman, used as they competed in Miss Nene's Create a Family Baking Legacy contest at the Iowa State Fair. They happened to capture first place in that competition, and realize now, listeners, that the competition is not just based on the recipe and the results of the recipe, but there are other components to it. Teams of grandma and grandchild, or mom and grandchild, or dad and grandpa and grandchild compete for us developing a family legacy, you might say, and building relationships as they work in the kitchen. These teams that we had for the contest were, I thought, so well practiced and so comfortable in their surroundings, away from their own kitchen, in front of an audience, distracting audience, and sometimes and a panel of judges, and yet they had 30 minutes to complete a dessert recipe that would go into the oven. Yeah, and in 30 minutes' time, all of our teams were done and just ready to be judged with their finished product. Now, they had to show neatness in their work area. They had to complete their preparatory part of their recipe prior to going into the oven in 30 minutes of time, and they had to work as a team. We wanted to see as much preparatory work being done by the child as we did by the adult, because that then would tell us as judges, and the judges were my two daughters and a granddaughter and myself, that would tell us that those two team members had worked together, they've developed those bonds in the kitchen, they know how to work with each other, and it wasn't just the adult saying, do this, do that, do this, do that. They actually knew how to handle those measuring spoons and cups, these little kids knew how to operate mixers and food processors and blenders. It was amazing.
And in this case, how to roll out pastry. I just was amazed when I watched this little girl, just very confidently, it's like, it's no big deal to roll out this pastry. And you know, so many people say, oh, I can't make pie because I can't make the pastry. She's just rolling out this dough, and it turned out obviously very good.
Oh, it was mouthwatering and flaky. And you know what I liked so much about Leo rolling out this dough was the fact she had this little junior size rolling pin that fit her hands just accurately. And like you said, she was at ease. It didn't matter to her if she was in her own kitchen with her grandma or without her grandma. I think she could have stood up there and gave us all a presentation on how to roll pie crust.
Yeah, it was. She'd never been told she couldn't do this, I think. That's the problem with a lot of us. We're saying, oh, that's so difficult. I don't know if you can do that. She was never told that. Her grandma said, you can do this.
That's correct. And we had a variety of recipes in that contest. Some of them were easier to make than others. They weren't somewhere not as difficult as making this pie crust and these apple dumplings. But we also had... The contestants had to realize that this is something I have to complete in the preparatory stage in 30 minutes. And so that's part of the deciding and what recipe
choosing.
You do use.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We even had a little boy in there who was 2 years old. He was just such a cutie. He and his mom made peach crisp. And
he's crumbling away,
yes, he
right?
was.
And putting it on top. Yes,
yes he yes. was. It was really, really fun.
Good starting point.
You bet. So, you bet.
Almost never too young to start doing something in the kitchen.
Well, and my purpose for creating the contest, other than the fact to help families establish relationships while working with flour and sugar, is the fact that my heart is in competing in the food department at the Iowa State Fair. And I think if this can be an impetus to get children into that competitive mode while they have the companionship of an adult and their mentor right beside them, what a great way to do that and to help them feel at ease with that competition. So hopefully we'll have generations of bakers at the state fair from years and years to come.
You bet. If you haven't been doing this, you better start up a tracking system here so you can see what happens next.
Mm-hmm. So we hope that there are listeners out there who would be encouraged and maybe interested in having a team enter next year. This year we did limit it to 10 teams, but next year we are opening up to more teams, and we are going to open up the space too.
That would be good.
Yes, because everyone who competed had quite a little space to work with, but they came through. They just did a great job.
So I'm sure we will be reminding folks again before it's time to register for State Fair next year, so that they, if they're thinking about it now, we'll remind them to say, yeah, this is the time you need to get entered.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. But back to this apple dumpling recipe. I thought it was so neat to use. And I went home with the recipe and created them myself just because they were so flaky and wonderful. And the difference in my recipe versus Anita and Leah's recipe is the fact that when I took mine out of the oven, I did drizzle mine with some of the syrup mixture that was in the bottom of the pan. I don't believe Anita and Leah had done that. And so their crust tended to be much flakier than what mine was. Mine had just a little bit
juice that it absorbed.
Yep.
So,
and the thing about this recipe too is that my original apple dumpling recipe that I've used for years serves about 6 or 8 people. This one is only for 2 apple dumplings. And when I made it for Fred and I, it just worked so well.
It's
because
perfect.
Yeah, we actually split one the first night and then saved another one for another time. And if you use a giant or a larger apple, of course, this is the dough ingredients that will be necessary for 2 larger apples, 2 baking apples. And Anita suggested that you use Jana Gold apples, and that's a great baking apple. But if you want to use smaller apples, then you could get more apple dumplings out of this amount of dough that's in the recipe.
So the recipe you'll be putting on the website will be for the pastry as well as all the ingredients that go to flavor the apple to get that final finished apple dumpling flavor.
Mm-hmm. That is correct.
And it goes in the oven you want that apple to be tender when you get done baking it, so it's easy to put your fork through as you eat it.
And using a Jana Gold apple will and baked at the correct length of time will give you just that wonderful, non-mushy, but a wonderful baked apple texture and flavor. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, too, a little bit of cinnamon and sugar is mixed together and put into the center of the apple. So once that's cut open, then you see this dark stream, sort of cinnamon and sugar mixture within the middle.
For those of us who really like cinnamon, it's just one more place we get that cinnamon flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And also, another difference that as people look at this recipe, I said, okay, is it a regular, usual pastry recipe? Well, pretty much, except there's a little bit of sugar in it.
Yes, there is. Not much, a half teaspoon, just for 2 apple dumplings. But it's basically all-purpose flour, salt, granulated sugar, vinegar, ice water and shortening. And of course, it's the same technique when you make the crust for a pie. It's best to have those ingredients cold,
chilled. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And even your equipment, if you're, your bowls, it just keeps that shortening.
Makes it flakier. Uh-huh. Yep. Yes. Okay, so this apple dumpling recipe and a photo will be on the website for KJAN.
Mm-hmm. And if you do not have access to the computer, please call KJAN or send a note to us, and we'd be more than happy to send Anita Van Gundy and Leah Hartman's recipe to you for apple dumplings. So remember now, go make some fond family memories in the kitchen.